It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chow.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char-broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grilling Guys.
Welcome. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, we're glad you tuned in. And I hope you are too, but the show hasn't begun yet. So when it does, you'll make a judgment, and then we'll either you listen or you won't. But no, I'm glad you have tuned in. I'm Jop, and he is Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
What's cooking is on the show plan. I haven't even read it yet, but
well, you aren't missing much.
It's called Mishmash for a reason because I couldn't come up with any themes or any. You know, it's like let's just do cleanup on all the. It doesn't have to be like one thing. Let's just do cleanup. Turkey hunting's coming. We got the shivery coming. We got all kinds of things to talk about. So let's just do a little mishmash. Okay. It'd be kind of like that pie you were trying to bring to my house. What do you call that?
Right, yeah.
Hobo was, pie?
No, no, shepherd.
Shepherd's pie, yeah.
You're the hobo I was bringing it to.
Or you throw a bunch of crap in a pan. That's what this show's going to be today.
Right, yeah. And hopefully it leaves a better taste in your mouth.
Oh, I thought you bragged about that.
Well, you can't because you wouldn't eat it. But it's comfort food. Shepherd's pie is comfort food.
Well, we'll I know leave one it at thing. That. We're not going to let Conrad come up with the recipe because he'd be throwing NyQuil or something like that in there.
Yeah, I know. We were talking about that before the show started here. I don't know where he was reading, but chicken with NyQuil in it or something.
I think the 60s were hard on you,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, it's just what you do is you thinly slice chicken breast, put it in a pot. And somehow you put NyQuil in it, then you cook off the water and the alcohol, and all that's left is that stupid NyQuil stuff to make you dopey.
You know.
And I saw
on
this.
Chicken?
I feel dumber just hearing that.
I know. I know. It blew my mind.
Wow. Well, so, we're not doing that on the Grilling Guys. I'm just going to tell you that right now.
Then you cook it.
Right, yeah. Y'all can do that from you and Toivo. Get up in the UP and make that happen. But it's not happening here, man.
So. But, anyway. I'm trying to work out. You know, you saw my home gym, right? Did you see it or not?
I've seen it before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The one I just got a month ago?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
How many pairs of pants you got hanging on it and how many coats?
Oh, nothing. No, I've found that with a workout buddy, it's a lot better.
Oh, you have one?
And Sergeant Alex is living
with
us.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
4 days a week, so.
Yeah, he forgot more about working out than you'll ever know. I mean, that guy works out a lot.
Anyway, Conrad, what I was telling you is this dink over here. No, I'm finding I'm more motivated.
I am Mish. You are Mash.
I don't miss your Mash at all. So I'm trying to say something.
Go ahead.
With a workout partner, you can actually kind of motivate and cheer each other on. And he, of course, has played on a lot of sports teams and has had a lot of good training. Whereas my training came from a few guys in the military and then recently at Snap Fitness.
Right.
And it was just guys there. Well, I did have a trainer there for a while, Jason, but he's too expensive. But it's much better when
well,
you've got
I think if you paid for results, you overpaid. That's right. He would be too expensive.
Yeah. No, I did pay for results, and I look at pictures from 2 years ago, and I looked dang good.
Yeah? Well, you were 2 years younger.
Well, but... They said the average person gained like 1.8 pounds a week or a month during COVID lockdown.
It had to be a month, not a week.
That's
50, 60 pounds a year. That, you know, I got my COVID 20, but it ain't a COVID 60.
Yeah, I got 25 off that thing.
Right. Yeah. Well, you know, you sit around, you don't go anywhere.
Yeah.
Right? You don't do anything.
Yeah. It's atrophy and, I mean, eating.
Right.
You know. Lack of sunlight, all that stuff was a stupid idea.
Too much alcohol.
Did it wrong.
I got a story about that.
Oh, man, was there ever. We were buying handles every week.
Yeah, I know. And so we, technically, I guess we're kind of still in it because there's a lot of people in my office that don't come to work every day. They work from their home. They're working, but they don't come to work. So I think we're still kind of in this mess. But Lisa and I decided that, you know what, maybe we have had a little too much. So we went into dry January, and 2 weekends I fought it off, right? But the third one, I don't think it's going to happen because I blew it on Wednesday night. Mm-hmm. And she just had a hard day at work, and, you know, my go-to is, well, let me get you a glass of wine. right? So we had bought a membership, or we had received a membership to this Cooper's Hawk. You know, I tell you what, off the record, their wine's okay. It's young.
Yeah.
It's all very young.
Yeah.
You know what?
They're growing too
fast. Fen Valley's got much better wine.
Yeah.
But anyway, so.
But they're a cool chain. I ran into them out west somewhere.
Yeah. And they got food. The food was good, and they pair it well with the wine and blah, blah, blah. But anyway, long story short is that we made it 13 days, and then it was is over. But anyway, it's all good.
So their wine can age a little bit now.
It should. It should, yes.
You know what I discovered with all these people I've had in my house? I do a really good job of rotating my reds, my favorites, the 2017.
Does rotate mean hide them in the back of the closet
and
then the ones you don't want are in the front?
No, I have a wine rack down in my hunting room. And I went up, when everybody was home, I looked up at the wine rack up on the bar upstairs, and I noticed those 2016 Merlots were out there. And I'm like, what the?
Yeah.
I took them and I put them away, and I'm like, who did this? Because, you know, when you have a little bit of a collection, and it wasn't that big, but it was a couple dozen bottles that were my faves that I was really kind of trying to see.
Yeah, he didn't want to share them with his family. He was waiting for something special, right?
Well, no, I do. I pull them out from time to time, but you can't have a collection if you just always pull those out. That's what the other stuff is for.
I see. And well, yeah, after the first glass, they all taste the same,
they
right?
They do.
Yeah, yeah, right.
And not with these... barbarians.
Well, you had a houseful too, man. I mean, all your kids are of age now, so you got to fill the trough with wine
so
if you're going to bring out the wine.
Is, I now have none.
Oh, really?
All my red wine's gone.
Really?
And nobody knows where it is.
Well, the bottles all ended up in the recycle in the garage, didn't
they?
I
don't know. It's pretty discouraging.
Well, you know, here's the blessing. Fen Valley has a lot of it.
I know. We
got
to
go down there and hook up with Brian and the team and do a little red wine deal with him because those are he has great wine.
Well, I have my digital door on the safe room now, and it's all going in there in the future.
Oh, yeah, right. It's not like you got that many thieves in your house. Come on. Yeah. But anyway,
it
it's
only
all
takes
good.
One.
Right. Yeah, but no, I enjoy wine, and the problem is I do enjoy wine, so therefore I drink it. In 13 days I made it. So
well, it
good.
Prompted me to get into the only thing left that nobody touched was the port.
Well, of course.
And I'll tell you what,
it's an acquired taste.
I had a bottle the other night, a few glasses at least. It was really good.
Because port is usually in a little smaller bottle.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I've got little port glasses.
Yeah, right. So you had a couple of those.
Good
huh?
with a cigar.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, a little bit sweeter, a little more tannins
Guess
in
what?
It.
Guess what? It's the one I had.
Right, yeah, right. How you like your wine, Bob? Within reach. Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
So really anyway, we want to talk in the next segment about my boys and I are putting on a spring turkey hunt.
Uh-oh.
And Christian motivated me to put together some dates. So we've all put in for our tags, a group tag, basically.
Yeah. So you're going to get one bird between all of you? Is that how that works?
We'll see how the draw goes. But yeah.
So you're going somewhere special, not around here?
Yeah, somewhere special.
Okay, cool.
And it's going
to
be fun.
Well, generally the things are so thick that you should be able to get a permit. I mean, I don't know where you're going, and we won't tell because I know it's a big secret. But generally you can get those over the counter most of the time.
It's not like where I hide my wine or anything.
Right, yeah, right. And we're going down to the wine cellar to do that. Right.
I'll tell you where I turkey hunt. I don't care.
Yeah, right, yeah. You know, coming up in the next segment, we're speaking about doing some things outdoors. Chaz Thompson is going to be with us, and we're going to talk a little bit about ice fishing. And if you're an ice fisherman, Chaz is the guy you want to talk to or listen to, in this case, because he's on the national ice fishing team. He's very, very passionate about it. And he knows a ton about beer. So if you ever sit on the ice and you run out of things to talk about, you sit beside Chaz and you get a great education on all different kinds of beer. So as a matter of fact, he's up at a brewer's conference right now, he said, in Traverse City. So we're going to reach out to him and give him a call and get a fishing report because if I know Chaz, he's up there fishing and drinking. Under the guise of being at a brewer's conference. So anyway, should be all good. So coming up next, it's going to be a little hard water fishing. Stick with us. We'll be back. This is Jop from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about Garrett's Appliances, which is your one-stop shop for all your barbecue supplies, tools, grills, and smokers in West Michigan. Garrett's has grills for your outdoor kitchen. In fact, we at Home Life Outdoor Kitchens use them exclusively as our supplier for the very best equipment available. That's Garrett'sAppliances.com, Garrett'sAppliances.com.
The Grillin' Guys are happy to introduce Fenn Valley Vineyards. Fenn Valley Vineyards is the oldest family-owned winery in Michigan, located in the middle of 45 acres of vineyards carpeting the rolling hills near Lake Michigan. Fenn Valley has prided itself in the production of classic European-style wines for the past 22 years. Visit their tasting rooms at the Vineyard or in Saugatuck, Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. On Sunday, they're open from 1 to 5. Go to FennValley.com.
And now, back to the Grillin' Guys show.
With the Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mittful. Shooting sauce on ribs is what men do. We like meat and no tofu.
Welcome back. You listen to Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. Hey, we're glad you tuned in this weekend. And there's a lot of things going on in Michigan in the winter. But one of the things that is most enjoyable for me, I don't have the motor toys anymore, is I get out on the ice a few times a winter and I get to do some ice fishing. Well, if you're not skilled at this, it's a lot of sitting and sometimes not a lot of catching. So what we thought we'd do is we'd tune you into a guy that knows a ton about ice fishing and beer. So typically when you're ice fishing, you get to do a lot of talking. And he likes to talk about beer, too. So on the live line, Bob, we've got Chaz Thompson, the baritone of beer, and a semi-pro ice fisherman. Chaz, you out there?
Yeah, I am, man. How are you guys doing today?
I'm good. Where are you at today, man?
We're up there by Lake City.
Oh.
And okay. Hitting some lakes up here.
Okay, so you've got plenty of ice?
Oh, yeah. We've been fishing, we were Cadillac before at the end of the year. And over New Year's, we were fishing on Lake Mitchell and Cadillac. And then we moved over towards Houghton Lake and some of that stuff in Mississauga County. And been plugging those for the last couple of weekends. And now we're starting to work our way south a little bit, getting closer to home.
You fishing Lake Mississauga?
We don't fish Mississauga. It's like one of those overpopulated lakes that all the fish are pretty small. But Mississauga County has a lot of nice little windy lakes that are just big bluegill.
Well, that's Michigan, land of 11,000 lakes. Yeah. Take that, Minnesota.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's 11,000 per county.
Yeah, right. There is a lot. So, Chaz, for the person that doesn't ice fish, let's talk a little bit about ice safety. How much ice do you have to have? You're north, you said, and you're a big fella like me.
He's an ice tester.
Right. Yeah, right. You want to follow Chaz out on the ice is what you want to do, because if he can go, you can go.
Yeah.
But anyway, my question, though, is what safe ice look like?
You know, for most people, they feel pretty comfortable on 4 to 5 inches. And that's good, solid, clear ice. I mean, it's not the frozen snow on top. You can't count that. You can't count the slush that's froze twice. You got to talk about good, firm ice, and then that's relatively safe. We never say there's anything as purely safe ice.
Right.
And when you get up over 8 or 9 inches, now we can talk about bringing the quads and the side-by-sides and the snow machines out, snowmobiles out there and such. And, you know, then you feel pretty confident about those things. Now you're up in the UP, you know, like Bob and I, we like to get up there in the UP, you know, and we start talking 15, 20 inches ice, man, we'll drive the truck to the hole.
Yeah, right. Well, we saw that at the tip-up town a couple years ago. The truck went through.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, not every year is going to give you 20 inches ice.
And, no.
So
too many barley pops can impair your judgment on when there's enough ice.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Exactly. So, Chaz, I've heard there's some, like, new technology in, like, snowsuits that actually float now. Is that right?
Yeah, we wear floating suits. Almost all of my fishing partners and I, we've gone to the modern ice suit and is surpassed the Carhartts. I mean, Carhartts are good for feeding the cows.
But they suck up the water.
Like that.
Yeah.
But your Carhartts are a sponge.
Right.
And they will soak up water and send you to the bottom of the lake faster than anything.
Hey, I'll tell you what, Chaz. I got to tell you, those ice fishing boots you got me?
Yeah.
Greatest boot ever.
Oh, they are awesome.
Oh, yeah.
The foam boots are just
they're from like
and the North End that we got are wonderful. And they're super lightweight.
Yeah.
That's one of the benefit things. And as Jop mentioned, you know, we take a walk out on the ice. And sometimes, you know, if it's not buggy season where we can bring the side-by-side, we might walk a mile on the ice. And you don't want to be, you know, we all used to love our Mickey Mouse boots. But, you know, Bob and I wear size 14.
Nope, 13. Yeah.
That's about, yeah, but they're still, they're about 10 pounds a boot.
Well, my Mickey Mouse were 10s or 11s because I got them in there.
What, when you were young?
1900s.
Yeah. So, Chaz, what are these boots again? Because these are, I'm not familiar.
Norfin is the brand that we use, and we got turned on to those with the USA Ice Fishing Team. And they come out of Europe, and they're an awesome lightweight boot. And my big boots, and like the ones that I got for Bob there, they weigh like 1 pound.
They're so light.
A pair of
boots.
Aren't
they from Finland or something?
We got ours out of Latvia.
Yeah.
But there's some companies that are producing them. Finland and all over in there in that Eastern European area.
The cool thing is they have this blade in the heel that folds down, so you got this built-in cleat.
Oh.
I mean, you could walk up an icy hill in these things and just not even fret it.
Well, that's a huge safety thing because if there is no snow on the ice, it's really slick out there, and you're usually pulling a sled or something if you're walking, and you can lose your balance in a hurry.
We always advise to wear your cleats. So if you got them built in the boot, great. But otherwise, you buy some of these rubber ones, you run down there and see Merle at Allen Bob's. For about $20, you get a set that stretch on over your boot.
They're so nice.
They got stainless steel chain and spikes down in the bottom and stuff.
Yep.
And, you know, as you get older, you'd hate falling down.
Yeah. Yeah, I tell you, that's the truth.
That, you know, I learned that early.
Yeah, right. but he was a slow learner.
But, you know, when you get out there on these lakes, you always want to, you know, take somebody with you. Don't go alone. You never know when you might run into trouble. And as Randy mentioned, these floating suits, the modern ice fishing suit, it's like a built-in PFD. I mean, you got your flotation right there, which staying above the ice is your first step at getting back out. And then another thing that I recommend everybody carries with them is a bag or a bucket that's got dry clothes in it.
Yeah.
Just in case. A hooded sweatshirt, some sweatpants.
In case you want to go to the bar afterwards, you mean.
Oh, that works too.
Yeah. Hey, we were just speaking of Onaway a minute ago. There's a company in Onaway that makes an ice fishing heater called New Way.
Okay.
That's a dandy.
Yeah.
I'll have to check that out.
Yeah, yeah, they're $250 and yeah, beautiful little stove.
All right, Chaz, we got just a couple minutes left. I need a fishing tip on types of lures to use for bluegills.
Bluegills right now, they're early season, so we're going to be off the side of the weed beds. If it's a bright day, go with a bright color jig. If it is a darker day, go with a black or a deep purple jig. It makes a higher contrast when you don't have bright sunlight. Underneath the ice, that's how the fish are going to spot them. And if you get one with a little jeweled tip on it, that's an extra flash and bling. It's just like the girls, you know, you got to attract them in with your little dance on the jig. And if you haven't tried horizontal jigs, you really ought to give them a whirl. And you ought to learn how to tie the knot for them. Now, I'm going to be at Hunt and Time Expo, and I'm going to do a knot tying seminar. But if
you're
you can't
not.
Make it over there to the Deltaplex at the end of the month,
right?
You got to check out our website at miiceguys.com, and we got a video on there that'll help you learn how to tie those knots.
We used to do the horizontal jig in college.
Well, that's a horizontal bop, and that's how you got all those kids.
Yeah, right. So the horizontal jig does the because I've got ice jigs, and the eye comes out of the top of a vertical. Is it comes out of the center of a horizontal? Am I thinking that right?
Well, it comes out of what would be the top, but the hook is going to hang horizontal if you tie the right knot.
Ah, I see. Okay, interesting. Well, Chaz, thanks, man. I appreciate you making time for us, and get out there on the ice. Be safe and catch a mess of fish. And if you got some extras, let me know because I enjoy a fish fry, brother.
Yeah, I even got recipes on the website.
All right. Yeah, the Michigan Ice Guys. MIiceguys.com, right?
Yep.
Very good, man.
Hey, thanks so much, Chaz. Chaz Thompson from MI Ice Guys and the Bruin Guy.
All right. Coming up next, Sturgeon Chivalry. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Satisfaction's been our aim since 59. Been at the top of our game. We stand behind our name. We live it, we love it. Allen Bob Sports, sportsmen serving sportsmen.
Hi, it's Shasta from Old World Olive Press. We are a Michigan-based company with stores in Rockford, Grand Rapids, Plymouth, and Birmingham. Visit our tasting rooms to sample over 50 varieties of award-winning olive oils and balsamic vinegars, carefully sourced from small-batch artisans in both hemispheres. We have cooking demonstrations and private parties to help you experience the treasures we've discovered. Step into our kitchen, downtown Rockford, and our newest location on Monroe Center, Old World Olive Press. Let us help you bring the magic into your home. Go to Old World Olive Press.
Dirty Point Buck. Well, he was 8 foot tall, weighed 12,000 pounds. With every step, there was a shaking on the ground.
I am a guy, and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys.
Welcome back. You are listening to Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the weekend, and you've tuned in to the craziest show on the radio between 9 and 10 a.m., and here we are. But I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob, and we have got a mishmash of stuff today. So pull up your bootstraps. Here we go.
It is the smokiest show on the radio. I know that.
Right.
If you have never been to our website, shame on you. It's thegrillinguys.com. And on the right-hand side, you can find all of our sponsors. At the bottom, you can find out your streaming link for Jethro FM. Which is really cool because even if you don't have a signal where you're at, you can just stream it right from the station here. Conrad comes down here and cranks up the generator, puts a record on Saturday morning.
Right, yeah. Clean the needle.
Yeah. And then also there's a headset at the top right that'll let you link up for our podcast. I've been getting our podcast. Well, ever since we started doing them.
Right.
So every show is cast out, and it's very cool. We get thousands and thousands of downloads. It's amazing.
Right.
I almost think we get more downloads on the podcast than we do. We don't know how many active listeners. At least you can see the downloads.
Yeah, we appreciate both of you, though.
Yeah. Both my cousins.
Right.
No, at least with a podcast, you can see the numbers.
Well, sure.
With radio, it's always been a crapshoot.
Well, yeah. But our ratings are huge. Oh, wait, they don't rate Saturday radio, do they?
Anyway, you can get the podcast. You can click on the links to the right to our sponsors. It'll bring you to their current specials like MyPilla. You can go to MyPilla right now. I just got some pillows in the mail the other day.
I, Thursday, got some Giza sheets.
Did you?
Yes, I did, man.
Was that a gift?
What? Nope. I spent my hard earned on it, but wonderful.
Mike said he was going to send us some.
Well, he did after I gave my credit card number. No, but I got the barbecue discount.
Okay.
On them. Yeah. So, but yeah, wonderful. Had one night on them, and they're smooth, baby. They're smooth. Really nice. So, enjoying my Giza sheetsa.
How about that?
Yeah. Yeah.
So
turkey. Guaranteed for 10 years they are. It said in there, I'm like, how do you guarantee sheets for 10 years? I'm like, I'm hoping I'm going to wear them out, you know, but maybe not.
I'm not touching that one.
Nah, if I don't, maybe we won't wear them out. So it's all good.
So the first Saturday in February is the Chivalry up at Black Lake. And we did that. We did remotes up there for a couple of years. And what it is it's a big 10,000 acre lake.
Called Black Lake.
Yep, right? Black Lake. And they have a very limited sturgeon festival. They have 1,500 male sturgeon in there, adult males, was our last count. They're going to let us harvest 6 this time.
Okay.
Whoever applies. I mean, hundreds of people put in for the draw.
No, it's a spearing thing, right?
And they pick about 50 to 80 people. and they allow you to harvest six, and you put a flag on your shanty.
Right.
And as soon as you spear one, you pull your flag up, and they go around there counting flags. And as soon as there's six flags up, they blow a big horn. And
fishing season's
it's
over.
Done.
Or spearing season is over. Sometimes it's a couple hours. Sometimes it's most of the day.
6 minutes.
Right. Yeah. 6 minutes. But it's really unique. I mean, it's something very unique to Northern Michigan. I don't know of any other place in the country that does something like this, where it's competitive from the standpoint is if you get one of the six fish, then in fact you're a winner, and everybody else has to stop fishing, and they did nothing but get all their equipment wet.
Are you on vacation that weekend?
What? Yes, I am.
Oh.
Yep.
Guess I'll have to call Corey and Chester.
Yeah, that'd be fun. I know that. Be careful though. Don't leave your purse on the bar stool.
Yeah.
Right.
Anyway, Black Lake, Club 211's at the south end, and there's some other places around it. There's several bars. There'll be tons of snowmobilers out there, and
I believe
you could be like me, and you could be the DD and drive people around all day. You'll remember the entire day.
Right.
Because the other people have no clue what we did.
It seems I remember somebody in our party kissing one of those sturgeon when it got brought into the bar. Right? They brought in the trophy. And these aren't the prettiest
it
fish.
It was you.
Right.
That was the second year.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they aren't the prettiest fish. If you've ever seen them, they look like a freshwater shark. They don't have big teeth, but they're the color of a shark, and they've got like a leathery skin. Like a shark, and
they're dinosaurs,
right? And they're an unbelievably cool fish, and I guess they're really good to eat.
They're like Nessie, they're right. Dinosaurs,
right? But they're in that particular lake, that Black Lake. There is a large population of them. But anyway,
yeah.
So you're going to go up to the Shivery.
So that is no, I would like to, but since you're busy, I'm probably not going to go.
Yeah, right. Okay.
I thought you and your bride would go with us.
Well, we would if we were here, but we're on vacation.
Yeah, we'll have to see if somebody else wants to go.
Yeah, it'd be fun. Conrad will go. He'll produce a show from up there. You guys do, you know,
do a remote from Club 211.
Right. There out on go. The ice.
We broadcast from 211 2 years in
we
a row.
We did, yeah.
I don't think you were there the first year.
I was not.
No.
I think the only year I was there.
I think you showed up later.
I was a kiss and tell guy, and they never got me back, right? Because I kissed that sturgeon.
Oh, yeah.
All right. And they're like, oh, no, this guy can never come back. So here I am.
But
anyway.
Yeah. So it's called the Shivery. It's from 8 a.m. to 5. It starts at 8 a.m. February 5th. And it's always the first Saturday in February, and they're going to allow six to be killed, murdered.
Speared.
Surgeon murder.
Yeah.
Anyway, that lake is 10,000 acres, and Onaway is just right there close to it.
Onaway?
It's Onaway, and I knew you couldn't touch that. You just
well, you said it's right there, close to it. It can't get any softer and down the middle than that one.
I put a backspin on it.
Right.
But Onaway's famous for steering wheels. That's why UAW is so big up there, because back when they started making motor cars, they'd cut those virgin timber down. They'd slice like an inch and a half slices. And they would carve the steering wheel out of one slab of wood.
Really?
It's just an amazing story.
Huh.
And that's how they, you know.
Wonder how they got the airbag in that
thing. I don't know. I think it was.
That's a real craftsman.
I think they just glued a squirrel to it.
Right. Yeah. He kept you awake with his tail, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
This is a mess today.
You have nothing better to say? No, I didn't.
I should have brought those Bloody Marys.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's the Sturgeon Festival. It is Black Lake is, there's a chain of lakes that goes through northern Michigan, Indian River and all through there.
Right.
Black Lake is, you got to take the Black River, believe it or not. South of Mullet Lake on the end of Mullet. You know, there's some big Burt and Mullet. There's some big lakes up there.
Right.
And Mullet discharges just about into Lake Huron. There's a couple miles of river before you do.
You've got a couple locks that you need to go through, but you can go from Lake Huron to Lake Michigan.
You can pick
across
them.
Through across that red the red the black
the
river
<Red Sea.
laughs> and in it takes about 5 or 6 hours, but you get into Torch and Skamog and all of those down through there, and it's a cool thing
but
if you can do it in
the
summer.
Far east end is Muscat? No.
Burt and Mullet.
Mullet.
Right.
On the west, northeast tip of Mullet, there's a river that goes for a mile or two, maybe into Lake Huron.
Right.
And right there, the Black River heads south, and it only goes for like a mile, and there's a dam. And damn, there you're at Black Lake.
Right.
Yep. Beautiful lake. Just 10,000 acres of gorgeous.
Right.
And there are some cool little businesses around it that are coming back to life. That area was really heavily devastated by, Michigan politics.
Yeah? Yeah, could be.
Yeah.
As are others. Right. But anyway, hey, coming up next, do you like beef ribs, Bob? I do.
Oh, my.
But we get lots of questions on how to cook them. And generally what happens is there isn't enough patience involved. I cooked a beef shank, which is on the
front
end. How'd
that turn out?
I didn't cook it long enough.
Oh.
And it was wonderful flavor, but it was really, really chewy. And I put it back in, actually in a crock pot after I got done doing it. And I got it done, so it was really good. But when I first did it, it reminded me of beef ribs, is that when they're not done, they're just super chewy. So we're going to talk a little bit about some beef rib technique when we come up next. We'll stick with us. We'll be back.
Have you ever wanted a great craft beer, but alcohol just isn't in the program that day? Well, the beer engineers at Schmoe's Brewing Company have engineered a beer just for you. A pale ale with less than 0.5% of alcohol. Ask for Schmoe's 120, where you dine or drink. It's the non-alcoholic answer with a craft beer taste. Schmoe's Brewing Company. Grand Rapids, Michigan, Beer City, USA.
Hi, this is Tim Sobey. Sobey Meats is an 11-year-old business on Remembrance Drive in Walker. We have high-quality custom meats as well as seafood, produce, beer, and wine. Sobey Meats is proud to supply the barbecue enthusiasts with over 50 sauces, Kansas City and Memphis rubs, as well as barbecue supplies. Our meat counter is 60 feet long with 70 different homemade sausages. Check us out at SobeyMeats.com. That's SobeyMeats.com.
And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, we're going to bring this train to the station. And Bob, you have taught me several things about cooking. And I remember this one about beef ribs, that we were down in Kansas City at the Royal.
Brisket on
was the first time I'd ever had smoked barbecue beef ribs.
Cowboy Rob made it.
Right.
Yep.
And bless his heart, Rob's making barbecue in heaven now. Here's to you, Rob. But it was unlike anything I'd ever had, but really, really good. And I've made them dozens of times since. And I make them, I'm going to say I'm a B-plus rib maker. I'm not an A.
Don't you like about yours?
Well, they're sometimes chewy.
Maybe you're just hard on yourself.
Well, I maybe, and I don't ever feel like I get them seasoned right.
Oh.
And so let's
talk. It is a little duller piece of meat.
Right.
It, you know, we call it brisket on a stick, but it doesn't quite, in my estimation, have the same chuckiness to it. You know, that.
So
that
we're
nice
talking about,
pot
we're talking
flavor.
About a beef rib.
Yep.
And really, it's down the rib cage quite a ways is where you're getting the meat. Is on the end, or is it up by the fillet? It's down on the end, isn't it?
Well,
on the belly side?
If you do it right, you'll take the whole thing, and you'll shave the top of it, and you'll just bring it down to the bottom and have all your nice big piece. You want your butcher to know that you want a lot of meat left. I think that's flank steak that's on there.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's not up top on the animal, but it's more down to the belly.
Right. So you want your butcher to know what you're going to do with it, because they can cut it any way you want. You won't get this at a big box store.
Right.
You got to go to a guy like Sobey or,
right,
you know, a real butcher.
Right, exactly. Because he sells them in his case, but if you want a bunch of them, you just go there and tell him, because he uses that meat. If people don't want to buy the ribs, he'll use it for other things like burger and things, because it's really good meat, but it's connective and it's very sinuous. And so what happens is you get these things, and it's kind of like a Frenched bone, where you've got 4 or 5 inches of the bone exposed, and then there's a clod of meat on the end of it, right? And
even what they'll do is they won't even French the bone most of the time. They'll just leave the thing there, but the thicker end stays where it's at, and the meat shrinks down to the other end, so it looks like it's been Frenched by the time you're done with it.
Okay.
That's what's going on there.
Right.
So it will look weird when you put it in, and it'll look gorgeous and sexy when you pull it out.
Right. And so a couple tips that I'm asking you to share. With regard to seasoning, this is beefy flavored meat. But like I said, mine, it ended up a little bland at times. And I had to be very careful because I have a tendency to oversalt things. My wife, Lisa, tells me that I eat way too much salt. Blood pressure's fine, but I find flavor in salt. I'm that guy. I'm not a sweet. I'm a savory guy.
Uh-huh.
And she'll contend that. But
Then why don't you try something like Tim's blend on it, and just tell Sobe to give you some of his, or when you're down there,
well, I got a bunch of it.
Look at some of those beef seasonings he's got. Texas Two Guns and all that stuff. I used to sell them. There's a good one for you. Texas Two Guns, beautiful. I'm mouth watering just thinking about it.
Yeah.
That's really good on a steak.
So do you cover pretty heavily, or is it just a light dusting?
No, nope, heavy.
Right. And so then...
all the way around.
You can, cover it.
Yep.
And so what temperature and how much time on this thing?
Well, if you're doing the long, full-cut ribs, I'm going to say you're going to smoke them for 4 hours, 5 hours. And that would be something that would fit beautifully in a sous vide. Now, there's something for you to consider.
Right. But let's talk about smoking them.
Do some sous vide and throw a little Worcester in them.
Yeah. So for those of you that don't know what sous vide is, it's cooking in a bag which the air has been removed from. It's a vac-sealed bag, and you cook the item in the bag in a constant temperature water.
And a lot of your restaurant food is that way. Mashed potatoes.
Right.
They come right out of Gordon Foods. They come in a bag now. So
right.
You've been eating them for years.
Yeah, yeah. So, but this machine, a sous vide machine, circulates and heats water in a pan or and at a constant temperature,
or
so you don't overcook
bucket.
Things. Yeah. Yeah, you cook your fish.
So otherwise, just use some butcher paper or tin foil.
Right. And you're going to wrap these things up after you've smoked them?
Yep.
And, right, because you want to get smoked
on
them.
And I'm going to put some Worcester on them.
Yeah. Again, for flavor.
Or a little Dale's, or both.
Yeah. Dale's seems awful salty to me.
You said you like it salty.
I know, but not that salty. I mean,
then put some Dale's in some beef broth.
Yeah. Yep. And that'll get you a savory flavor. Dale's is a marinade. Comes in like a 16-ounce jar.
It is salty. You're right.
Right, yeah. Super salty.
But it's kind of like beef bouillon's real salty, too.
Yeah. Yep. So you're going to smoke that for 4 or 5 hours, then you're going to wrap it.
And in a couple more hours.
In a couple more hours. And how do you know when it's done?
When that muscle has all contracted to one end of the bone and it's still attached. Just take a fork and pull on it a little bit, and if it wants to pull apart, it's done. Right. If it's fighting you, it's not done.
Right. And that's what I did with that beef shank. Sobe put together a couple beef shanks for me. One of my friends, Stan, wanted to try it. He's got a culinary background, and he'd made them when he was a younger man. And he said, why don't we try to do this? And we did them for New Year's Eve, and the flavor was okay.
What did you have for New Year's Eve then?
Right, yeah, exactly. We went
cocktail,
Plan B.
I'm thinking.
Yeah, right. We went to Plan B because I didn't get them done. And so, and I'd smoked them 6-7 hours, and I thought they were done, but they were just way too chewy. And we ended up putting them in a crock pot overnight, and the next morning, when I got up, they were wonderful, but I just did not cook them long enough.
That's
was
cool.
All it was. So we salvaged it.
Got to have a crock pot.
Yeah, right. But, I mean, two of those big shanks in there filled that crock pot, and it's a big one. You know, I mean, the biggest crock pots they make. So, but anyway.
The biggest crock pots they make.
Yeah, right. You got to have one of those. I was going to do Dutch oven, but I didn't.
Now I want a Bloody Mary.
Right.
Okay. Korean beef ribs, they call them Korean style short ribs. Here, go to Sobe and tell Timmy to cut you a third to a half inch thick across the bone in what we're going to call a beef chuck Frankenstein.
Okay.
Okay. And that's how you get the Korean style. So
there's no bone in it.
Exactly what we're talking about.
Right.
No, there is bone, but they're cutting them across, so they're short. Okay. But they're leaving the flank on there.
Okay.
And then you can literally throw these on your grill. You don't have to go long and slow. You can just go slow on the grill, baste the heck out of them, and then you're going to make up a baste with sugar and honey, garlic, sesame oil, and Asian plum wine, and a little bit of sugar.
Some reduced sodium soy sauce.
Yep.
Right. Yep.
And it's going to get tacky at the end. But so you're not going to put that on until you. I'll put this on the website. You're just going to basically put some garlic, salt, and pepper on it. Throw it on the grill.
Okay. High grill. Low grill.
Low.
Low grill. Yep. Low and slow.
Yep. Because it's pretty. It's got a lot of connective tissue and fat and cartilage.
And again, these are going to shrink up a bit.
Yeah. Yeah. But the bones are only like 2 inches long. So.
And this is a thinner amount of meat.
It is.
It's not a big clod of it.
About a half inch thick across.
Right. Yep.
But it's cool. When you see them, you'll say, "Oh yeah, I've had Korean ribs before. I didn't know what they were."
Right.
But there's several variations of this. I would say this recipe, the only thing it's missing is ginger. I'd put ginger on that too. I took this offline last night because I was trying to figure out another way to do ribs, and I thought, I don't think we have an Asian. I don't think we have a Korean rib recipe on the website.
We will now.
So maybe I'll doctor this one up and change it with what I think it needs to have and put it up.
Yeah. I tell you, beef ribs is one of my favorite cuts of meat, and it's very overlooked because a lot of people are intimidated by the amount of time it takes to cook them. But, boy, when they're done right, they are super flavorful.
Well, I think intimidated and maybe just unknowing.
Right.
Yeah. You don't know what you don't know.
And they aren't everywhere. You aren't going to go to a big box store and find them.
No, because since it's not. Now, since we're talking about it, everybody's going to have them.
Right, yeah.
That's what happened to brisket.
Right.
It became popular in the barbecue circuit. And
chicken wings, Bob.
All of a sudden, that $2 a pound is $8 a pound.
I watched it. We used to throw chicken wings away. I watched the dang college finals on that Monday night. I went and bought chicken wings. They were $6.45 a pound. I'm like, are you kidding me? Only because they're popular.
Well, not only that, but if you want them, you better get them now because I just watched the news again this morning.
Yep.
And the stores are finally emptying out like I predicted.
All right, get out there and enjoy some ice fishing. You've been listening to Grilling Guys. We appreciate you. Talk to you next week. See you. 30 point buck. 30 point buck. 30 point buck. 30 point buck.